Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice, a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And that is your host, Motown.
Thank you so much. Please be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very, very special edition of Motown Maurice and Friends. I am your host, Motown Maurice. We are affiliated today with 100,000 Poets for Change, a grassroots organization that brings communities together to call for environmental, social, and political change within the framework of peace and stability. Ladies and gentlemen, the feature and star of today's segment is returning to this show for the second time, and she is soon to debut her fourth album, Skies Wonderland. In addition to that, she will be sharing with us an exclusive of her single, Mercury. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and show some love for the song sorceress, Sky Delaney. Hey, Sky, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Motown?
Oh, I am delighted and happy to have you back for a second time on the show, and you got so many great things going on with you. Your new album's coming out. You're affiliated to so many great organizations that are doing so much for the world, and we're happy to have you. Talk to me. What's up?
Well, I'm excited and happy to be back. And I was asked to be a part of this organization, and it's so positive. And like you just mentioned a second ago, just all about creating positive change in the world, and it's global, which is so exciting. And I'm looking on their website right now. It says they have 800 events in 115 countries so far, which is amazing, and the night's not even over yet.
Oh, man, fantastic. And I am proud to be a part of one of those events because we are both a part of it right now as we speak, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Oh, fantastic. So their motive is to impact and bring communities together for global change, but so much of that is already in your music, and that's what I love about your music. And it's so pure, and it comes from your soul, and it's just exciting every time you create something new, because your catalog is like, you got more music than the Beatles right now, don't you?
Aw. I'm sure they have plenty. But I do have a lot of songs in my catalog, a lot. And for as long as they keep coming to me, then I'm going to continue to put out albums.
Oh, man, fantastic, fantastic. So tell us a little bit about, because we're going to soon, everybody's patiently waiting to hear Mercury, your single, but the album that is on is Skies Wonderland. Maybe you can share a little bit about that, please?
The album Skies Wonderland, it has songs like Mercury on it. It has a song called Caterpillar. It has a song called Kaleidoscope, and it's called Skies Wonderland just from being an LA native and exposed to so many exciting opportunities and things, being a part of the music industry, meeting a lot of interesting people, it honestly feels like a wonderland. So it's kind of a play on the Alice in Wonderland thing, but it's kind of positive. And it's kind of like giving back to the many amazing people I've encountered and experiences I've had. So it's also, it's kind of a tribute to the people in this industry, music and entertainment in general, people such as yourself.
Well, that sounds exciting because, I mean, as we all go on our own journeys, especially, you know, in this industry, we do meet some characters and And most of them at times are the ones that help you out quite a bit along the way. So it's always good. So it's like a homage to so many of the interesting people you've met along the way, right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I got stories of my own, but I'm very thankful for everyone that I've met, and you're a prime example because we've met so long ago. We did a show, and we stayed connected, and that's the,
aww,
you know, that's the beauty of a wonderful working relationship where we continue to help each other out for the greater good of worldkind. So tell us about Mercury in particular.
Mercury is about the planet Mercury. It's there's a term called Mercury in retrograde, and that's, I guess, when the actual planet moves backwards in space. So the song talks about Mercury in retrograde. It's about the planet. It's about the dual nature of the planet. It's about a heavy metal found in nature, kind of like how copper is a heavy metal. Mercury, liquid mercury is a metal found in nature. Then it's also about Gemini. I've had very wonderful friends that have been absolute characters, including my grandfather, like a rock star grandpa, who was also a Gemini. So it's Gemini, the astrological sign, Mercury, the planet, and then the dualistic nature of the planet. It's like two faces of the coin because it's like 1,200 degrees during the day and like negative 1,200 at night.
Mm-hmm.
So extreme. I just found it to be really fascinating, just as a multifaceted subject matter for a song.
Wow, it sounds deep to me. It sounds like you can give us a good astrological lesson while we're listening to the song. Oh, man, that is fantastic. I like that, Mercury. So do you plan do you have any other songs about any other elements that exist?
Not elements, just different songs. I have one called Kaleidoscope on this record. I have one called Meteor Showers, which was written years ago. A little snippet of the song was written years ago, and I was like 19 years old. I was driving on one of the nights of LA's, it was a meteor shower event going on. it was in Malibu. So friends of mine were gathering on a hilltop in Malibu to watch the meteor showers and some comet that only came like once every 100 years. I don't know the specifics of it because I never ended up going to it, but I was driving in heavy fog, and all I could see were the arrows pointing. And I wrote a song right then and there, and now years later, that song has become a reality, and that's going to be on the new album as well, called Meteor Showers.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I don't want to keep anyone holding any longer because they're anxious to hear Mercury, in which we will hear right now. So fasten your seatbelts, or should I say get ready to blast off into space as we listen to Mercury. Thank you. That was Mercury, Oh Mercury, on Sky Delaney's new album coming out soon, Sky's Wonderland. That was fantastic. That was a great pleasure to listen to. I love that. I love
Thank
that.
You.
And that album is coming out in the fall, or it's coming out this fall?
It's coming out this fall, baby. Yep. I move quick.
That is some futuristic type. You better have like a futuristic, like album party theme going on, because that you just want to like blast off into space, you know, listening to that. I love it.
Thank you.
I love that. I love that. So yeah. So tell us. Your album is coming out. Everyone is listening in. We want to find out how we can support you and you know. And follow you and all the things that you're doing. So where are your locations, your social locations online?
I'm at skydelaney.com, SKYEDELAM as in Mary, EY.com. And then there's links to all my social sites on there. Then I'm on youtube.com/skydelaney. And then reverbnation.com/skydelaney and SoundCloud. And it's spelled SKYEDELAM as in Mary, EY, and as well as on Twitter under the same name. And also the music video is coming out this October, which I'm very excited about, so that will also be online soon.
Nice. Very nice, very nice. Keeping it nice and locatable. Sky Delaney. Sky Delaney everywhere. I love it. I love it. That is fantastic. And we should also give a quick plug to this organization, 100,000 Poets for Change. I believe they can be found at 100TPC.org, correct?
Yes, yes. 100,000 Poets for a Change.
Yes, exactly. 100,000 Poets for Change. So check them out. They're a massive global movement that provide voices for local issues through music, art, poetry, photography, mime, and so much more. And this was one of the 800 events planned out in 115 countries.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all making a change together. Sky, you are amazing. I'm glad that we were able to make this happen together. So keep on creating and publishing great music that will positively impact the environment, just as you are.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me today.
You're very welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Sky one more time. Where's my applause? There they go. So check out skydelaney.com, and we'll talk to you later, Sky. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to close out on Mercury, Oh Mercury, and make sure you check me out at MotownMaurice.com. I got a new web series coming out. Enjoy it, MotownMaurice.com. That's right, I am the future of late night television.